tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. They'll leave me alone cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome into Thursday, August 14th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Text line is open 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. Well, we got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of stories, lots of news, things happening in Lansing, as well as Washington, D.C. Right out of the box from Washington, this is very interesting. There have been quite a few protests in Washington, D.C. since President Trump announced that he was going to crack down on crime in the city. But it's hard to know if any of these protests are real or not. A company that provides protesters for a price is reporting a 400% increase in demand. And, of course, the liberal media has all been too happy to report on these protests as if they're completely organic. Some homemade signs, some professionally printed signs, even a banner that these fake protesters are paid to carry, things that they're being told to say. A D.C. paid protester requests surge 400% amid President Trump's federal takeover of the city. A crowd rental company has a massive uptick in inquiries regarding its services in Washington, D.C. Adam Swart, the CEO of Crowds on Demand. Right now, Washington, D.C. inquiries are roughly up 400% compared to the same period of time last year, 2024. In speaking with Fox News Digital, he's referring to the time period from May to July of 2024 compared to this year. The company always sees a spike in requests during what Swart calls high-stake political moments. A large share is focused on opposing Trump's policies in Washington, D.C., and raising alarms about government overreach. We're weighing these offers carefully because while there's truth in saying D.C.'s local government has been an abject failure in keeping their citizens safe, There's also a real danger in putting too much power in federal hands. There needs to be a balance of power. Swart said the vast majority of people at a political or advocacy event in D.C. are in some way being paid. Most people don't know this, but many protesters are literally on a payroll. Capitol Hill staffers from both parties are often expected to show up at rallies and protests on their own time. So yes, most attendees are being paid, or that's part of their job. But that doesn't mean that they don't support the cause they're protesting for. Interesting. We'll finish this one up on the other side of a break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Question you have to ask yourself, is this why these left-wing protests always seem to have the same professionally made signs? If this is organic, if this is grassroots, everybody would be making their homemade sign at home, they'd all be different. But so many times, according to this news story, many of the very same professionally printed up signs are being carried by these protesters. Even these professionally made banners that they're holding. Well, according to this insider, he says that they provide the signs to his company. He calls up his people that want to work for the day, gives them a gas card to get to the venue, and provides them with the signs. This is actually a business. This is actually something that you can call these companies up and hire them. This is amazing. Because one of the things that we are always led to believe is that, you know, these are how real Americans feel. This is how they are reacting to the president or policies or whatever. Crowds on demand. Adam Swart is the CEO and says that this has been happening for years, including staffers for congressmen and U.S. senators. When they want people to show up in their off time at these events. So basically, being influenced, being manipulated by the ordinary press, legacy press covering these type of stories all the time. So just take it with a grain of salt. If you're going by and you're seeing some protest rallies, you have to ask yourself, are these real people or are they being paid to show up? Great question. Well, quote of the day yesterday was given to House Speaker Matt Hall, responding to the Democrat-run Senate, passing 5 House bills yesterday. Before today, the Senate had passed 3 House bills for the entire session. Meanwhile, the Republican-led House had passed 3 Senate bills. Well, his quote of the day was, "We're not moving their bills. They're moving our bills because they make a lot of sense." Basically, they're caving in. And they're backing down to pressure. Unquote, quote, end quote, said Speaker Matt Hall. Now, the impasse that he's referring to, and it's kind of interesting, because the senators back in session in front of the House, House Speaker Matt Hall said yesterday, the impasse with the Senate Democrats was broken yesterday after the Senate passed 5 House bills in their chamber. And that legislation will continue to move along as the Senate continues to move more House bills. But yesterday's Senate action doesn't necessarily mean the Republican House is going to start moving Senate bills. Hall said, as far as he's concerned, he doesn't have to. And then he gave his quote of the day. What the issue is that it boils down to, how Hall said, is that the House is sending the Senate bills that are ready to go, while the Senate is sending the House bills that are not ready to go. The one exception was the recently negotiated cell phone bill in which Senator Dana Paul-Hankey, Democrat of Livonia, was slated to give a public act for her requirement that local school districts ban student cell phone use during instruction time. However, House Democrats torpedoed the bill in that the two-bill package was not what they were willing to support. So basically, the entire deal is now off the table. The fact that the Senate has passed five House-introduced bills is significant, because until yesterday, the Senate had only passed three House bills this entire year. However, the House had only passed three Senate bills, none of which were sponsored by a Republican. Well, State Representative Tom Kuntz said Senate Democrats are moving bills that have broad bipartisan support, and I, for one, appreciate their efforts. The bills in question deal with deep fakes and some highway renaming. What the Senate hasn't passed is Hall's so-called shutdown prevention plan. It's essentially a continuation budget that keeps local governments, jails, state police, and some other core functions funded until a full fiscal year budget is passed. Speaker Hall said, "We passed that bill to ensure our local prisons stay open, local governments have the funding they need, and we wanted to ensure that kids were not going to be pawns in the Democrats' shutdown game." When asked Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks if she'd rule out passing the House continuation budget, she said, quote, "I'm laser focused on getting a budget to the governor's desk well before September 30th, end quote. Well, one of the things that the Republicans were looking at is potentially an income tax cut. Well, at the press conference yesterday, the speaker conceded that the income tax cut passed earlier this year will not be included in the House budget recommendation, which he again is repeating will come out soon. Back in March, the House passed House Bill 4170, which lowered the state income tax from 4.25% to 4.05% for this year. Hall says he believes the Republicans instead should magnify the tax cuts that were in the One Big Beautiful Bill from the federal government, meaning the state has an opportunity to eliminate the tax on Social Security, the tax on overtime, as well as the tax on tips. I think people in Michigan would be mad if they thought they had no tax on tips, but then they would still have to pay state income tax on their tips. They would still have a tax on overtime. I think that would create a problem and confusion. Well, the fiscal impact of the aforementioned tax changes run between $150 and $180 million. Cutting the income tax would cost around $713 million. Well, when asked again how he plans on paying for his proposed $3 billion new revenue stream for roads, he simply reiterated capping legislative earmarks to $100 million, getting rid of corporate incentives, and flushing the fraud, waste, and abuse from the budget. So it's going to be very interesting. When questioned by the media about independent gubernatorial candidate Mike Duggan's idea, the speaker, Matt Hall, said he agrees with him that lawmakers should not be paid if there is a government shutdown. He said if that language was in effect earlier this summer, it would have helped him get a K-12 budget done by July 1st. Paul wasn't ready to say whether staff should go without a check if the state government wakes up on October 1st without a fiscal 2026 budget in place. I believe that's what is going to end up happening. I don't think Winnie Brinks in the Senate is going to be willing to pass the extension budget. It's going to be very interesting. Now, evidently, Matt Hall may have been listening to our show yesterday when I was talking about Attorney General Dana Nessel. Well, he said that he believes the Attorney General Dana Nessel is being critical of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's Michigan Economic Development Corporation because she has now embraced Donald Trump. Asked if he agrees with Nessel that the MEDC should have their funding frozen until there's more oversight on grant spending. Hall didn't answer the direct question. Instead, he said, did Dana Nessel ever investigate Gretchen Whitmer before she started embracing Donald Trump? The answer is no. Where the things that Gretchen Whitmer did before Donald Trump won in 2024 that should have been investigated? The answer is yes. Well, being pushed again on whether he thinks the MEDC's funding should be paused, he stressed that departments should not be allowed to squirrel away money for specific earmarks if the money isn't being spent well. The same standard should be in place for corporate incentives like the one given to General Motors for battery plants. Evidently, that particular grant did have oversight and reporting requirements. So it's going to be very, very interesting to see where this goes. And evidently, the Senate is trying to make peace with the House, passing their bills, maybe expecting some of their bills to be passed by the House. Well, Hall is saying, no, I don't necessarily need to do that. Ultimately, I believe wanting to have direct negotiations with the governor without the Senate regarding the upcoming budget. We've got another story from Lansing when we get back. Bounty Hour News of Hour Number One. I'm Trucker Randy. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's